When we walked into this one room and there were about 35, maybe 40 of these pajama striped uniform, and they were almost scared, shaking. And the lieutenant, there was about 15, 18 of us from our unit, and one lieutenant took us down there from our, we weren't too far, we were only about maybe 12, 15 kilometers from that camp. And he said, Wozniak, he says, you speak Polish. He said, why don't you say something in Polish? Maybe there's some Polish-speaking inmates here. So when I said a few words, any of you amongst you in a Polish background? And they stood, they trembled, and they said, Polski, Polski, Polak, Polak, Polak. And they come bounding, they start hugging, kissing me for about the next 5-6 minutes. There wasn't a word said, and they just, these inmates were so excited that somebody spoke to them in Polish. And my buddies were all looking. He said, John's having a field day. He said, he's getting quite a greeting from all these inmates here. Well, then this the Polish lieutenant that was amongst them, he looked a lot better than the rest of them. I looked at him, I said, how come you look so much better than the rest of them? The rest of them were down to about 80, 85, 90 pounds. And he was still kind of normal weight. And he said, I've only been here 2 months. The rest of them, I've been here a year, year and a half. He says, you don't last too long here.
I'm sure.
So he took us from one place to another. He knew the camp layout. And we had, he took us to this first room. There were probably 150 people laid out on stretchers, like the ambulance people carry the stretchers. They were right on the floor. And I stepped up to the American medic, and I said, what's the status of these people here? He says, you notice you can barely hear a whimper. He says, these people are on their last stages. He says, some of them are dying while you and I are standing right here. He said, of the group that's here, I don't know, he says, probably 150. He said, half of these are going to be gone by tomorrow morning. He says, they're on their last stages. If two, three, or four survive from this group, that will be a miracle. He says, the medics have segregated these, and they're not even trying to do much for them because they are beyond any help. Next room we went, there was a similar group, and there you could hear the different noises. People were, in pain. They would sigh, and that. And there I talked with the medic, and the medic said, these people here, we are not serving them any solid foods, just liquids, just fluids. And he said, with any kind of help, we think we can save half of these people. Half of them probably will never make it, but about half of these may come back. But he says, in that other room, be a miracle to see few, two or three or four survive. But this we saw right with, there we stood right before our eyes.
And
that really, that'll shake you up. When I see that sometimes when I talk about it, I tell you, it shakes me yet to this day.